Dave Mercer.
I am Matt Pangreck.
Welcome to the Call A Weekly Sport Fishing Debate Show. And this one is a good one.
It is a good one.
Blast-offs should have never stopped in pro tournaments, meaning being replaced by the trickle start that we see now. You know,
shotgun start. Shotgun start.
Is it shotgun, not a blast-off? Yeah, sorry.
Because literally, at some pointed time, when this whole thing started, Ray went out there in a boat, and everyone lined up in their boats, and Ray went, and everyone went to their spot and had a lovely day of fishing.
So you believe that's, but in a world where people get sued for everything, you believe that we should go back to that?
Absolutely not.
So what do you believe?
Why are you putting all this on me? We haven't even
because it's your freaking topic. Stop lying. You came up with this topic when you were all mad at.
We need to honor the heritage of the sport. We need to highlight the performance of the vessels, regardless of what brand that is. We need to celebrate the power of the 250 horse engines, which for safety reasons have been limited to 250 horsepower at this time. We need to recognize the skill involved in the professional angler and his ability to handle a boat in a situation. We need to continue to understand the importance of safety in this sport while also adding elements of excitement. One of the coolest things is the Bassmaster Classic takeoff, 6,500 people on the shores of Knoxville, Tennessee, watching them take off. And then they idle by, and then they idle out, and then everyone's like, oh, cool, I just watched a guy idle by me. Some guy in a freaking rowboat, meanwhile, is passing them at this idle, and then way off in the distance, they get up on pad one by one. Here's what I'm proposing, Dave. Keep the safety. If there's 100 anglers on the Elite Series, I think you should have 10 shotgun starts every takeoff. Now there's only 10 guys, but you still got them lined up. You still have the excitement. You're paying homage and heritage to Ray Scott, the original blast-off shotgun start in bass, but you only got 10 of them. Now, if you got guys in your flight, there's a chance you can beat someone to the bed fish. There's excitement for the fans to come out to it. And guess what? If you miss one, they do it all over 3 minutes later with 10 more guys.
So every 3 minutes, we let 10 guys go.
Instead of just saying, boat one, shaking. Mike Iaconelli, boat two, Jeff Gustafson, boat three, Jason Christie.
Not what I say.
Well, you say, you know, the most dangerous man in the sport, boat number seven, and then they idle out. So what you do then is you would call out that flight, and then that flight would line up.
So I intro them all, and they're all lined up.
And then it's like a
3, 2, 1, go.
Bang, go. And then all 10 just brrr.
Do I get a flare gun? Do I get a flare gun?
Yeah, I would imagine that there would have to be like an official pace boat.
Ah, yes.
Or something out there that you could be wrapped and sponsored. And then you have like a laser line that goes across the water on either side. Think of the excitement level that would cause, Dave. And you're dealing with professionals if you're going to say, hey, that'd be too dangerous and blah, blah, blah. Look at a red, white checkered. Look at the start of a NASCAR race. Look at the start of any race. They just say go and they're lined up and they go.
I don't know where I'm at with this. I mean, well, I'll point a few things out that are at those other races that we don't have. Ambulances, for one, they're waiting for it all to go wrong. But when you say 10 at a time, it doesn't seem like it could be that bad.
No.
But it also doesn't seem like it could be that good, depending on who the 10 are. Like, things could get, like, the whole reason they're staggered is so they all get individual takeoff time, so they're all...
And they still get individual takeoff times. Your flight's the exact same. If you check in at 3:30, you're still going to check in. You're actually going to get more even time because let's say your boat 9 out of the first flight, you're still due back in even though you're 4 minutes behind boat 1. It's actually more fair.
More fair?
Yes. More fairer.
But it's slower. If you work it out, if you're going 3 minutes in between, we never take 30 minutes to let our boats go. So if you're going 3 flights, 3 minutes in between 10 boat flights, that's 30 minutes, right?
Think of the excitement. Everyone's still getting the same amount of fishing time because then they invert it the next day.
It would be exciting. It would be exciting.
It brings hulls and motors and tweaks and props and all sorts of things that are very valuable to the sport back into play.
Performance becomes a big, because yes. It's something yes. They talk about on stage. You hear absolutely. Anglers.
Hey, I got a hole shot and got to that bed fish first instead of, boy, I got screwed with my boat draw. How exciting is that? I was racing Kennedy neck to neck. I had a 24 pitch three blade in. I had the jack plate at a, you know.
It might have potential, dude. I mean,
is there a slightly higher risk? Absolutely.
Yeah.
But there's a risk sure. with all things in life. Those guys are racing back to check in. All 10, you watch it. They're busting their ass on the way back in at 75 miles an hour, flying over wakes. And it's typically calmer in the morning. They're doing the exact same thing coming back in. All I'm saying is, let's do it at takeoff.